Om Shanti, today is 16th October 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan by Shashi Didi, and we will now listen to Baba's message. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's deeply love-filled remembrances of myself, as I went up and reached Baba, I saw that many, many brothers and sisters had already got immersed in front of Baba. Through Baba's drishti and Baba's blessings, Baba was filling the children up. After a few seconds, what did I see? Baba gave every child a very beautiful model. The entire scene was very beautiful with this model in front of each child. Baba then told the children to look at their models closely. As each child started to touch their own individual models, for some, one light on their models was flickering. For some, when they touched their model, a tune started playing. For others, their lights were moving up and down. For some, there was fluctuating a lot. For some, there was no light at all, just darkness. Baba started to smile, and the children were also smiling, looking at these scenes. Baba said, from the time of Amrit Vela, the children have been having sweet conversations with Baba, sharing about their spiritual efforts, sharing their plans for service. Baba has given the children the duty of world transformation, and so many children were talking to Baba about all this. Baba said each child is ahead of the other, and they're all racing ahead in the field of service. Some are making a lot of genuine effort to make their plans practical in service. And some children are thinking about what to do and how to implement things. Baba has given the children the responsibility of bringing about the new world, of transforming the old world. So the children are making good efforts in all these fields. But what do some children do? There's sometimes a little less attention towards their efforts. Some children start to think a lot, but they're not able to sit quietly in silence. The children go into a lot of expansion and they're not able to apply the full stop when needed. Baba also said science is creating so many new inventions. Science is advancing so much. The children become a bit slack in accomplishing what they need to with the power of silence. Baba then showed a scene. There was a lot of storms coming, five elements were creating chaos. So Baba then said that Baba has already told you, children, that situations are going to come in the form of papers, but these papers are coming to make you children perfect. It's through your stage of perfection that you can cross over all these test papers. Baba then showed another very beautiful, transparent model. Very powerful light was emerging from this model. So the light was visible but not spreading out. Baba then said, the more you children stabilize yourself in the point form, the more your inner power will emerge, you will go closer to your stage of perfection, and you'll be able to complete the task that Baba has given you accurately. You'll be able to take that task to completion. The task of the new world, the task of the new systems of the new world are coming closer. But sometimes there is such an obstruction in front of you, in front of all of you, and so you're not able to reach your destination. It's like a border that you have to come closer to. And in order to reach this border closer, you have to practice the stage of being a point and make your inner stage powerful in being the detached observer. Observe all the scenes. As a detached observer, Baba then offered the bhog to everyone, and then also shared with Baba messages of some children who have especially offered bhog for certain souls. Of the Ishban who has left her body some time back. The zonal in charge of Bhopal zone, I gave remembrances on her behalf as well. Baba said for Avdeshpan that she was a very loving soul, a very serviceable soul. She brought many, many VIP quality souls close to Baba. She always did service free from obstacles. And she's done a lot of service of VIP quality souls and Brahmin souls. So the instrument souls of that zone have to continue to carry service forward, taking inspirations from her life. Baba then emerged all the souls for whom bhog had been specially offered. Baba was giving each child drishti to each child and blessings as well. Baba said, whenever you offer bhog for any soul, that the fortune of that soul also increases. And in the future also, your vibrations of yoga will continue to help the souls. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. And Baba fed them bhog as well. I then returned. Om Shanti.